Anthony, Fox.
Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Bot, 7:05, November the 17th. Good morning. 530-605-4567 is our phones, and we are streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com, as many of you know, because Big Brad's in there, Indie Guy, JRD, Angel just popped in. Hey, good morning to everybody. It's going to be, it looks like a rainy day.
Good morning.
Yeah, Linda will talk about that in a minute. And we've just got a lot of things going on today. And we're going to share them with you and the things that are going on in our country and our town and marches and, you know, protest and, you know, how can we help each other. But first of all, here's Bad Bob.
And good morning.
That's it.
We're trying to move things right along here.
And you know what? I know you don't like to talk about this, but you know, we feel for you today. You lost your lost a kitty.
Yeah, it's tough when you lose one of your little fur friends. You know, we don't have kids, so this was a substitute. And unfortunately, we had an unexpected loss last week. So this is two of our little friends gone in the space of a week. So it's been a rough week. But you know, you move along, and we've got 20 years out of this one. And he was a
20 years. I mean, that's long. I mean, it's big for a cat, isn't it?
Yeah. He was pretty elderly. Yeah.
You've had that cat since it was a baby?
Since I held him in my hand. Yeah. So he had traveled the length of California like 4 times. You know. Going back and forth, and I got him in San Diego. So he's a good cat. Never had a sick day in his life, and passed quietly in his sleep. What else can you ask for?
Aww. There you go. I bet a lot of people would like to have it like that. And but then, speaking of good people who have a good life,
I'm really sorry to hear that,
Linda.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be back. You know, it took, you know, Carl has been a little bit, you know, I think the bug's been going around. So anyway, it's great to be back, and it just shows you how important, resting your body is, especially now we're pounding it hard, getting ready for the holidays. But let me tell you what I'm really excited about too. First of all, let's tell you, if you're just tuning in what the weather is, we're currently downtown at 47 degrees, and, we're going to have likely rain tonight. Night with a high 70% chance of rain, actually, with a high temperatures going into around 60. Tonight we've got an 80% chance of rain with our temperatures getting to be around 40 degrees.
I had 100% chance of rain when I was walking from the truck to the studio today.
did it rain? Or did it sprinkle?
Well, it was wet, and I'm not sure how you would, you know, just water falling on me, I think counts as rain.
Well, I want to share with the morning listeners here that at 6 p.m. tonight, when I do On the Spot with Linda Bott, we have a couple guests that are coming on. And if you are thinking about Christmas tonight, there are going to be some wonderful giveaways. So right here on the station, we have Harry Ritchie Jewelers and we have Dandelion. And I am told... from Santos, our guy here who's dealing with these wonderful clients, that we're going to have some great giveaways. And Harry Ritchie's will be, of course, on the show Saturday at the mall. And the mall will be, Santa is coming in a week early this time. That's this Saturday at 5. And I'll be doing On the Spot with my elves and highlighting some of the stores in the mall, which of course will be some giveaways there too. Santa comes out at 5, and I get to sing to bring Santa in, and then the snow falls, and it's going to be fun. I feel like a little kid, like I'm a little giggly little kid here. So anyway, so tune in with us tonight, and you've got something. Oh, let's go to Wells Fargo, of course. Oh my gosh, the market minute. What's going on, Josh Wiley?
Well, good morning. A handful of economic reports came out this morning. Weekly jobless claims fell by 5,000. October housing starts saw gains to 628,000, better than the expected 610,000. Currently, the Dow's up 10 points at 11,916, while the NASDAQ's down 10 at 2,629, and the S&P 500's down 2 at 1,234. Oil's down $1.81 a barrel at $100.78, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.02%. Gold's down $30 this morning at $1,743, while silver's down $1 at $32.81 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Verizon's up 28 cents at $36.93, Home Depot's down a nickel at $37.79, and Google's up $1.40 at $609.91. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. Sometimes you get that little hesitation there. That's okay, Josh. You do a great job. Hey, you know what? We have this every morning at 7:08, 8:08, 9:06 in the morning. Why didn't you just break that? Hey, you know, this is our market minute. Hey, when we come back, I've noticed something about the Record Searchlight. You know, I love this paper. You know, I love the people that put it out. I do. But it looks like this issue, this front page of the Record Searchlight looks like that High Times magazine when you look at the articles. We're going to talk about that when we get back. This is Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 7-Eleven in the morning on November the 17th.
Ooh,
miss a day, miss a lot.
Lucky number.
Hours. It's not just how well we know our clients, it's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation, it's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jasrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
North State Living. It's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank. Locals helping locals since 1858. Member FDIC.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew at Northern Lights would like to thank everybody for ordering your kerosene early. And for those who did not, we're delivering as fast as we can. Call in now and get on Danny's list. All of our drivers are working every day getting caught up. Ricky and Johnny have been very busy in the heater department. We have a lot of new Toyo heaters and wooden covers in stock, so come on by and let us show them to you. When it's snowing, raining, the last thing you want to do is split stack or haul wood. So just sit back in the chair, turn up the heat, and wave out the window at our delivery drivers. They love the attention. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you still like talking to real people, pick up the phone and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Northern Lights Energy. Weaverville, Corning, and Reading. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. 7:14 in the morning, November the 17th. 47 degrees out there. We have rain. It's damp out there. Carl Lindebach. Good morning. Hey, you know, you look at Record Searchlight, and the Record Searchlight looks like High Times magazine. Because all the articles on the front page,
like, what magazine?
Have to do High Times. Isn't that a That's a magazine, right?
Is that in your barbershop?
No. Man's Last Stronghold would not have High Times magazine.
I never heard of it, so.
High Times. No, it's High Times. For people, that's been around. Yeah, it's been around since the 60s, I think. I've never read through a whole magazine, but I've looked at the cover a lot. Yeah, kind of like, you know, like Playboy. I just look at the cover and don't get a chance to look at it. Anyway, above the fold, it's that lawyer seeks to block ban, and we got a Bay Area attorney representing a coalition of Reading medical marijuana dispensaries was poised. Don't you just love that word, poised? He was going to seek a temporary restraining order to block a ban on the storefront operations. In case you don't know what's going on in this, if you just got back into town or just didn't care, what happened is the city council voted Tuesday to shut down the collectives because they cannot regulate them. And as the police chief said, this is not a criminal thing. This is a regulation thing. This goes through the city regulators, you know, and the code enforcers, because if you can't regulate a business, they've got to shut it down. And in a Long Beach court ruling said you cannot regulate something that's illegal, or words to that effect. So the city council, which had allowed these dispensaries in, just said, look, if we cannot put some kind of regulations on them, then we're just not going to let them run. So on December 1st, unless it's less than 10 people, your dispensaries are going to close. So the front page of the Record Search Lad is, lawyer seeks to block ban. Cut off close for patients, growers. Mini pot collectives may be shuttered. The Reading City Council voted Tuesday. We talked about that. Collective operators said they're going to change the way they operate, while others predicted they would have to close down. One man said that he's going to have to let his people go. He's got to pay his rent. The largest print, it seems like, is medical pot patients feeling abandoned. And they say the Reading ban affects their health, that they cannot go out and find it. And then, of course, the opinion piece, the editorial says, you know, on the front page, we don't think driving medical marijuana collectives underground is a sensible approach. Well, I see what they're saying there. But on the other hand, if you read the rest of the editorial, you'll see it too. It says, you know, right now we've got, because what the state did was directly opposed to what the feds did. And unless the feds come in here and roll in, you've got the city trying to impose regulations that the state has said that you can do. But the feds are saying, no, you can't now. The only thing the feds have to do is come in here and just send out a couple of letters to business or to the landlords and say, we're going to seize all your property if you decide you want to continue to sell, you know, cannabis there, medical marijuana.
How many businesses on one hand can you say that we know, which is at least three, that we know closed because of the fact that there was a cannabis store next to them, and it was so pungent that people were complaining, and it was seeping through, and they just said, you know, I'm going to move, or I'm going to close down. I can't continue my business like this.
And that's true. And that's true. But what the bottom line here is that you took an illegal substance. And whether you agree it should be illegal or not, whether you agree with medicinal marijuana, well, frankly, I don't care. I mean, I really don't care. I know people that use it, and gosh, guess what? They're normal. And, you know, they don't abuse it. They don't just lay there on their couch and try to figure out who they are. No.
They're not stoners.
No, they're not. But on
the
other hand, it is absolutely ludicrous or stupid to believe that people, or after the 215 was passed, that there wasn't going to be people abusing this.
Like the gold rush.
Yeah, I mean, it was. It became a green gold rush.
Right.
And to think that people were not going to abuse it was ludicrous. So they did abuse it. They did abuse the ability to get these 215s. Doctors handing out 215s, not for real medical purposes, but because somebody just wanted one.
Because and a 14-year-old had people, a hangnail.
Well, I don't know if it was.
No, we've had people that said. Well, you have a 14-year-old that goes in and has a hangnail.
Well, you know, the bottom line on it, too, is
infected.
That people would get a recommendation, and they're not scripts. They're not prescriptions. They're recommendations. And somebody would buy it from them, you know, for, you know, a couple thousand dollars, so then they could grow more marijuana. And we do know the gangs were moved out of the forest and started building, you know, started growing their own marijuana. The whole thing is a mess. The whole thing is a mess. And then we've got 18, 19 stores, 16 stores, whatever it is now, in town. And they were, you know, and they're selling it. And you're supposed to only be registered at one store, and you find out they're not. So that's a problem. But the bottom line is still this. It's illegal. And the only way that you're going to be able to beat this or to make this work is to, one, ignore the fact that it's illegal and regulate it, even though the court said you can't, so you can't do that, or two, shut it down.
How do you feel about the guy, your rights that you can grow with six plants or 12 plants? If you have a 215, or do you even have to have a 215 in order to grow six plants? Is it our legal right to be able to have? Do we need a little a piece of paper signed by the state saying?
I think you do need something that says that you have the right. You have the right to be, you know, yes, that you have a doctor's recommendation that you use marijuana, so then you can grow your own. And as this one woman says, she says, I don't have a big enough place to grow my own. Where am I going to get it? You know what? This is one of the strange things is how dangerous was it before? And okay, and excuse me, and help me with this chat room. I know some of you probably have used it before in your lives. I know it's hard to believe. How hard was it to get marijuana before the 215s came around? Was it a problem? Was it something that was dangerous that you had to go down into the bowels of Oakland to buy enough to you know, for a couple of joints?
I can guarantee you right now, your neighbor, our neighbors, whoever it is, you just ask them, I need a joint. I mean, it's just, that's like getting a cigarette almost. I mean, really, it's not that big of an issue. The big issue here is about selling it and being able to have the storefronts where they legally sell it. I don't think it's something that's hard to get a hold of.
Well, but we've got to take a break here.
Triangle.
Yeah, we've got to take a break here. Somebody give us a call or a chat pack. I know what you're talking about there about people, pianos, and all that kind of stuff. How hard is it to buy marijuana? Was it hard to buy it before the 215 came out, or could you just get it just about anywhere? And I'm thinking back, you know, there was a back when I was in college, it seemed like it was pretty available out there, and that was just a few years ago. Carl in the Bot, 7:21 in the morning. We come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about this, but also the state faces $2 billion in cuts, and what about the Cal State that just voted to have 9% raise in tuition, and a riot started in the meeting. Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Shasta Regional Medical Center's Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center, Fleet Feet, or Shasta Family YMCA to register. Or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. The whole family can join in on the fun at the Turkey Trot on Thanksgiving morning. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the little gobblers 8 years and under, the 2 mile walk fun run for the entire family, and for the more serious runner, the timed 6 mile race. Register by November 15th to guarantee a sweatshirt in your size. Shasta Regional Medical Center's Couch to Turkey Trot is on. Start off your Thanksgiving day with a family tradition the whole family will enjoy. And be sure to enter the Couch to Turkey Trot drawing for a free $500 gift certificate for a couch at Kubler's Furniture. Trot on down and register today at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Fleet Feet, or Shasta Family YMCA. All proceeds from the Turkey Trot will benefit Shasta Family YMCA, plus One Mentors, Shasta Family Justice Center, and Girls on the Run. For more questions, go to ShastaRegional.com.
You want to go to Wind River, but you don't want to miss the game. We know that. That's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our recently opened Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Now between bingo and blackjack, you can grab a bite and check out the game at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. We've got everything you need to be the entertainment guru for your group, starting with the Early Bird Happy Hour from 4 to 6. Sports on TV all day long. Now, we didn't forget about the ladies. Overtime Sports Bar and Grill has a kickin' DJ. So while you're having a frosty cold one, she can boot scoot and boogie all night long. Don't worry, guys, you can still see the TVs from the dance floor. Sunday games are back and more awesome than ever. A cut above the rest with a player in mind. Be one of the few privileged to catch your favorite team every Sunday in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge and in the River's Edge Poker Room. Never miss another play. Sunday games at Wind River Casino. Log on to WindRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:25 in the morning, November the 17th.
Does that song get you in the mood?
To what?
I'm just, yeah.
That was one of those 70s bong hit songs.
You know what? We may need a bong hit.
Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, you know, we may need a bong hit because the state faces $2 billion in cuts as tax revenue declines. Oh, okay. In California's general fund has dropped from $103 billion in the start of the recession in 2007 to $86 billion this year, more than 10%. And it looks like there's going to be another $2 billion in cuts as tax revenue declines. You know, this seems to me to be an important story. This, to me, seems like it would be the one that might lead off the paper, not the medical patients feeling abandoned. But then again, you know, we all have our own thoughts. But here's something that goes right along with it. The California State University trustees approved a 9% increase in tuition Wednesday during a raucous meeting that turned violent. And the police had to clear the rooms, and then they had to go back and vote to do it. They voted 9-6 on the tuition increase. And, of course, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, who sits on the board, who didn't want the tuition hike, called the action alarming because the vote was taken out of public view. And then the president of the board says, hey, under state law, when public meetings are disrupted to the point where they can't continue, they can do it someplace else. I would think a riot is enough to get you started on that. And speaking of riots, I mean, they're talking, you know, at had a shooting at Berkeley. They had, in Oakland, the fights have started. And I think in New York, they're trying to surround the Wall Street, and the police are there getting ready to move people out. At what point, or should we even worry about this, that this is all going to turn really violent? That it's going to be in the larger cities. I don't see it happening in the smaller cities, but you can't tell. I mean, do you think it's going to turn violent? I mean, more so than it has now.
Yes.
You think it will?
I think that the explosion hasn't happened yet. This morning they're going to...
This morning they're going to clear the... I know they were clearing the areas out. They were clearing the parks out.
No, but they're going to try to block the subways. And the travel systems, that was the latest this morning. I don't know if that's happening right now because we don't have a live feed right now where we can see what's happening down in New York, but they are going to try to block all the transit systems, starting with the subway. Now, if that's going to happen, right now it's been peaceful in a certain sense.
It has been. I mean, there's been peaceful protests, and the ones in Occupy Reading are saying they absolutely want peace. They don't want any type of violence here. And we're going to have them on tomorrow, Occupy Reading. But Bob, you had something there.
Well, the classic line this morning was the individual in New York who was screaming that this is what it's like to live in a police state. It's like, dude, I've been in a police state. It's not even close. In a police state, they would simply shoot you and get it over.
Go to Caracas, Venezuela when you get off and they got machine guns in your face. You know, try to look straight ahead. In China.
Oh, that's
with the
true.
Red stars on their hats as soon as you get it. Hey, you know,
Kent State.
Did you want to talk about this?
This is getting worse and worse as each day unfolds here.
What's happening is as I open up and try to find out what's going on recently. I mean, the headlines are: Penn State sex abuse scandal fallout continues. Sandusky claims he's innocent. Police no record of McCreary report. Poll: Penn State football grew too big. And then when you go into the text of this particular article, and of course you can click on open up all the other ones, but since the scandal has come out and they've received, I think they said 40 counts of abusing 8 boys over 15 years, and they've had 4 to 10 calls a day. And what they're saying in this particular article is that since this has gone public, that I think those victims of sexual abuse have been coming forward, because especially if you're a macho guy.
Well, yeah.
And it happens maybe from a coach or a neighbor or something. You know, it's like, oh, okay, if they can do it, then I can do it kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess. Well, hey, we got to take a break here for the news. We come back, we've got... Christine Mitchell's here, and we're going to be talking about a few things that are going on in, locally when it comes to protesting and occupying. And then we've got, we're going to be talking to, Loaves and Fishes and the Good News Rescue Mission about things we can do to help in our community. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. It is 7:30 in the morning.
Fox Business Network. Wall Street kicked off the opening bell with the market slipping into negative territory. Investors are weighing concerns over the European debt crisis with the latest round of news on the U.S. economy. And right now it looks like concerns are winning. At roughly 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 40 points. And that's despite jobless claims falling to a seven-month low, providing some encouraging news about the labor market. 388 Americans joined unemployment lines last week. It marked the second straight week claims have dropped below the 400,000 mark. And the latest report on housing shows construction on new homes dropped slightly in October, but still came in better than expected. Housing starts slipped 0.3% to an annual rate of 628,000 last month. Building permits, a sign of future activity, rose nearly 11%, hitting its highest level since March of 2010. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Sato.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, you know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily, and they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning. Currently 47 degrees here on KCNR 1460. We have a rainy day ahead of us. We were looking at, let me get my glasses on. You love it. It's so live. It's so live when you have to get your glasses. 70% chance of rain, high around 60. Tonight, 80% chance of rain with our temperatures getting to be about 40 degrees this evening. Tomorrow, it looks like the forecast calls for 100% chance of showers, so get ready for the weekend, throughout the weekend. Sunday looks like it's a partly sunny day, of course, opening back up, which is great. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, and of course, this weekend again, holiday Saturday night.
There you go. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans get discounts there. They have Espresso Joe's with all the new coffees they have during this month and the sales they have. They're also selling a special box of cigars or a special order of cigars that goes to help homeless children or helps. It goes to put housing for children there in the at Tobacco and Brew. Any type of coffee, any type of coffee-making accoutrement you could possibly want is at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley support our community. They support the veterans. Going down 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest this morning, or in this part of the show, of course, is Christine Mitchell, who heads up the Shasta County Citizens for Democracy, also plays a big part in the Shasta County Veterans Collaborative. And good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. Great to have you here.
Oh, there's a lot of activism going on here in Reading. What's going on here?
Well, all kinds of exciting things. First of all, I'd like to tell you today the local Move-On Council is having a demonstration on the Bonneview Bridge. That's at noon, and it's to demonstrate that we need jobs and we need the infrastructure fixed. So couldn't those two things go together? In fact, the Bonneview Bridge is listed as structurally deficient. So, come out, bring your signs, whatever your political persuasion, we need to get this country working.
Okay, so should we do the march today? When does it start?
Well, it starts at noon. It'll be till 1. They'll be marching across the bridge and then standing on the bridge for a while. And I believe there's going to be a speaker there. I don't know who it'll be, but come out and find out.
Okay.
I also want to add that we are so happy that the Occupy movement has started, and we're really in solidarity with Occupy Reading. I see you're going to have somebody tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, in fact, was it Mark Contreras?
Mike
Contreras is the heads of Occupy Reading is going to be with us tomorrow.
Right, so that should be good.
Well, we think it's really important, Christine, we have our chat room and our listeners. Of course, we want to take callers, and of course, if you need to weigh into the chat room and you have questions for Christine Mitchell, do let us know here in the chat room at KCNR1460.com. We just think it's important here for Carl and I as an active talk radio program to let people in the North State know what is in your mind and hearts and where are you and all aspects of it. So let's get down to some important questions that, why are you guys doing what you're doing?
We're doing what we're doing because we're sick of seeing the 1% have all the money and the rest of the country losing their homes, losing their jobs, being more and more broke. You know, we keep hearing about deficit reduction. Well, if the government would create jobs in the infrastructure, that would give people jobs, it would fix our crumbling infrastructure, and it would have more taxes being paid so it could pay down the deficit. So that's where we're at right now. We're tired of the 99%, which we consider ourselves to be, paying the full load and the 1% just making more and more and more.
I thought that according to all the tax guides, that 50% of the people don't pay any taxes at all.
Well, that's because they're so poor. And they do pay taxes. They pay sales tax and they pay other taxes. It's not that they don't. If people are...
Can 1% pay all of the taxes?
1%'s not paying hardly any.
But can they pay all the taxes?
Nobody said they could. But if they were raised to what Bush cut, just the Bush tax cuts were done away with, that would help immensely.
Why didn't President Obama do this when he had the Congress?
Because he's weak, that's why. And because even though 400 bills passed out of the House of Representatives, they all, or most, got filibustered by the Republicans in the Senate. Because nowadays, instead of going by the Constitution that says you have a majority vote, you have to have a two-thirds vote in the Senate.
Well, we're going to have to take a break here in a moment. When we come back, Christine, one of my questions would be, and let's think about that and ponder that at the break, and that would be, in your world, in the Occupy Reading world, what would be the perfect structure? Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do.
Family-owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high-quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take the unused cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Hazardous Waste Facility. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201. And enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Granite has stood the test of time. Depicting beauty and durability, at Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite, our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today, 241-7866, estategranite.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Boss. 7:42 in the morning, November the 17th. 47 degrees out there. Looks like it's going to be a little rainy today. And our guest is Christine Mitchell, and she is from with the Citizens.
Shasta County Citizens for Democracy.
But also, Christine is also in. Is part of the Shasta County Veterans Collaborative, and we've been on here several times with
and
that.
And we appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you being on today.
Thank you.
And we'd appreciate it. Is her microphone on?
Well, she overloaded me earlier. Try it now.
How about now?
Testing.
Okay,
testing.
There you go. You came out real hot the first time and you blew Bob's ears out, so he turned you down. So we're talking.
She's been out there protesting. Her chops are in shape.
Yeah, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we're chatting and streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda asked before we left, what is your idea of, I mean, you talk about the 1%, which has changed from the people that make $250,000 up, which was the original premise of the Obama tax plan, to now it's the 1%. And the 1% are those people that make how much? Is that a million or more?
At least over a million. A lot of them make a lot more.
Okay.
You know, I think the top 400 money makers make more than about 100, I believe it's 150 million people, or make the same amount as 150 million in this country. There's nothing wrong with being rich. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to be there. But those people didn't get rich without help from this country, without employees contributing, you know, without school in this country, roads that this country built, and they need to start giving a little bit back. Right now, everything's being taken from the middle class or the poor. Right now, the super committee's talking about changing Social Security and Medicare. When is it going to start affecting the rich? Why keep taking from the poor and elderly?
So what's your idea?
My idea is, first of all, they raise the cap on Social Security payroll taxes to $250,000. Right now, a millionaire pays the same payroll taxes as somebody that makes $106,000. Now, let's start looking at, instead of trying to cut Medicare, let's start looking at ways to cut the waste in it. Let's start making pharmaceuticals negotiate instead of just pay them whatever price they want. You know, there's a lot of things in government that could change without just talking about doing away with government. Let's start fixing the infrastructure. That'll give people jobs. Let's work for health care for all. You know, right now in health care, we put more tax dollars into health care than the socialized medicine countries. So why don't we just fix that where we can
socialize medicine completely so that everybody...
We pay more, say, than England, right?
No, I don't know. You're saying that, but I don't know if that's true. I know is that people in England that I know personally that have moved here. And they do it for a couple of reasons. One, they like America, but two is that they don't have to pay the 70% taxes that they're paying in England. They're paying, not only is they're paying their huge, you know, regular income taxes and sales taxes, they have value-added taxes. That's why a lot of people don't have cars there. It's because...
Well, you also walk a lot. My whole family
But the point is they pay tremendous amounts of money
and
in taxes.
You ask people that live there if they want our health care. No, they don't.
Well, the ones I talked to said, you know, if you live in a small town in England, it's pretty cool. It's pretty good. You get into a larger town, and you get into these things where you're having to wait weeks and weeks to see a doctor.
And you don't hear... You don't hear when you need to see a specialist?
I think that you can see a doctor here a lot sooner than you can over there. unless you're in the veteran system, then it's like 6 weeks.
Okay, well,
you know,
six weeks
to a month.
I've had
six
to
weeks
wait
or longer.
Up to 2 months to see a specialist.
And why is that? There's not enough specialists?
I don't know why. I've got good insurance.
Well,
tell me why.
Well, then that would mean if you have good insurance and they're taking it, it would probably mean there's not enough specialists in that. We've had doctors on here before that have said they're getting paid for the same procedures, the same thing they're getting paid in like in the mid-80s, and as far as, you know, like for heart operations and open heart.
And so is that the insurance that's doing that?
No,
or
it's
the
government. The government keeps cutting it, keeps cutting back on how much
and
money they're paying them.
The insurance companies, people find out when they have to have a life-threatening, they have an illness, the insurance company says, oh, you're not covered. Well, they keep taking your money. So, you know, we've got to...
No, there's got to be changes.
There's got to be changes.
In fact, one of them was no pre-existing conditions thing.
Right.
I think they changed that.
Right.
And I think that, you know, believe it or not, the fact is that if you lost your job in one business and you picked it up in another and they wouldn't cover you, I don't think that's right. You already had the insurance. But on the other hand, throwing the whole thing out or forcing everybody to buy one insurance plan, I'm not sure that I agree with that. Which is what
the
which
idea
is, what, they
is what we're we would like to see, because we're not real happy with Obama's health care, is Medicare for all. Medicare is the top, the most efficiently run plan there is. They have like 1% overhead. So if we had everybody on Medicare, then that would... We'd be paying less than we're paying insurances. We'd cut out the middleman. You know, why don't we look at something like that?
Well, then who's going to pay for it? Taxes?
We are, just
taxpayers?
Like we pay for health care now. And, you know, more and more people are losing health care. And also, for the people that have health care, it's moving more and more to these plans where you have like a $15,000 deductible, you know, plans where you don't get any coverage until you've run up a bill you can't pay anyway. So something's got to be done.
Something's got to give, huh?
And look at the VA. That's pure socialist medicine.
Well, wait a minute.
Wait a minute on that.
Wait, Christine. Pure socialist medicine for the veterans? When the veterans signed up to defend this country, part of the contract was that they were going to be taken care
of
for their sacrifices.
That's right.
That's part of the deal that when you defend the country.
I agree.
Completely different than somebody that comes in here and does nothing but make lifestyle choices and wants to be taken care of by the government. There's a big difference there.
I'm not saying they don't sign up and they don't deserve it. Of course they deserve it. But
there's a difference between somebody that's
socialized
medicine. It's something that it's part of the contract that you signed.
It's still socialized medicine, whether you sign the contract or not.
Well, you're still paying for it.
Government, you still pay for it. Of course.
Well, I guess we have a difference in opinion about what socialized medicine is as far as the veteran side of it. But I understand what you're saying is the government is providing it,
right.
But it's providing it as part of a contract. It's not something that somebody just walks into and you could be here an illegal citizen and automatically get medical care.
It doesn't have to be something you just walk into to be socialized. I believe you can't have pure socialism and you can't have pure capitalism. You've got to work a combination of both.
Okay, look, we got to take a quick break here. Don's on the phone. Don, hang on till we get back to the after these breaks. Our guest is Christine Mitchell from the Shasta County Citizens for Democracy, and we still haven't gotten around to your ideal group yet. Okay, we're getting started there, though. Okay, Carl Lindebaugh, this is Free Fire Radio.
Excellence. What is professionalism? What is a quality windshield repair? At Crackmaster, you will see the difference. Crackmaster has been serving the North State for over 18 years, from rock chips to cracks. A quality repair done right saves time and money. Crackmaster is the leader in windshield repair, and with an experienced, specialized approach, Crackmaster performs to the industry standards. You have a choice. Crackmaster. 241-8373. 241-8373.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7
on KCNR, welcome back.
1460.com.
We are banging those drums today.
Oh, yeah. 48 degrees right now in the downtown studios of KCNR. We are right across from City Hall. And speaking of everything
going on
in the city, old City Hall.
Yeah.
Well, originated here. Across from the fire engines and all the good stuff. A lot of you on your way to work that have to come down this area, we say don't honk your horns because we know you're there. And we are kind of saluting and waving to you. Hey, how are you this morning? Thanks for tuning in here on KCNR 1460. Let's go to the phones this morning. Dawn, welcome to the show.
Good morning. There's a fairly simple start to solve this healthcare problem, and that is get rid of the discrimination and level the field. For example, if you pay a premium, everything is covered 100%. If you don't, you also pay the negotiated rate that everyone else pays.
Okay.
So, and that would help solve the whole thing rather than this discriminatory plan we have. And I do take a sense that the VA is a socialized plan. I'll listen to my answers off the air. Thank you.
Okay. Well, it is. You know, I mean, it's you know, socialized. You're saying it because it's provided by the government, but that's part of a, it's part of a contract that this country made with its veterans, Christine. And by the way, our guest is Christine Mitchell, and Christine's been on before, and is an activist here in town.
Yes.
And which isn't probably real easy in Reading to be an activist. I mean,
no, it is. We're kind of in the minority.
You know, somebody, I said I saw 15 to 20 Occupy Reading people at one time, and somebody took me to task on it. Well, there was 37 when we were writing the General Assembly. When they said there was 37 people there, and I went, well, I'm sorry.
There were 200. Unfortunately, I was out of state, but even
really?
It was reported on the news there were 200 on Cypress when they protested
the marijuana?
Chase Bank.
No, oh, the Chase Bank.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how many people are out there? Well, we'll be talking Occupy Reading tomorrow anyway. Let's talk a little bit about your the Shasta County Veterans Collaborative, which we are more than happy to help you with on this.
Well,
this has been to a number of meetings that we have veterans there to talk about.
Right.
We have veterans counselors. This one is on December 3rd.
Right. We're a co-sponsor of the Shasta County Veterans Collaborative. It's every other month, which the next one's December 3rd, Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall. And this, even though our group is political, we do no political
things. Yeah, there's nothing political in this one.
Nothing political.
That's right.
We want to support the veterans. And this time, Tom Morehouse, the veterans counselor at Shasta College, will be there. Dave Nervo, who I believe you had on this show.
Yeah, we've had most everybody,
I think,
on here.
He's a site coordinator of the new Veterans Resource Center.
Right.
And then Janelle Venturini, I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
That looks right.
Will present information about the Vets Club at the college.
This sounds like a good one. We know several of our, in fact, we have a couple of our employees, because we hire veterans here.
Right.
Go out to Shasta College.
Great.
And so it's good that, you know, I know Shasta College has a number of programs for veterans out there.
Right.
As well they should.
Yes, they should.
So have you all marched for veterans' rights out there?
We march for peace, which we consider veterans' rights. We don't think they should be in a lot of these wars. And we also, we consider veterans part of the 99%. So, yes.
No, we consider veterans part of the 1%. You know why?
Why?
Only 1% of the people serve.
Well, that's...
So we believe that we're that 1%.
In that case, you are, but you're the 99% when the... You're losing benefits and losing homes and losing jobs. And
we have 1 minute left.
Coming back with post-traumatic stress syndrome and, you know, there's a lot of things the veterans need help with.
They do, and you know what? I haven't seen this administration really standing out there doing anything either.
Well,
and I can say it about this administration. You know, I can't say the last administration did much better.
That's right.
You know,
that's
the
right.
thing is that, and we've got to run. Hey, Christy, we're always glad you're here.
Thank you, no, and I'm glad
you
to be here.
I hope you always feel welcome
I
here.
Do feel welcome. You're
and again, what's happening today?
What's happening today, noon, Bonneview Bridge, a demonstration. We want jobs and the infrastructure fixed. We are the 99%.
Okay. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
Who feels like an American right now?
They hoped to stop the opening bell but failed. Now the anti-Wall Street crowd planning other big rallies in New York and around the country. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live with the protesters.
Dave, protesters have left the area of the New York Stock Exchange and regrouped here in Zuccotti Park. They are in the numbers of several hundreds, not the tens of thousands of protesters they claimed would turn out. But the police presence is high and on alert. Arrests have been made this morning. The police are out in patrol cars, on motorcycles, and on foot throughout Lower Manhattan, trying to contain the protesters to keep streets and sidewalks clear. Now protests at subway stations throughout the city are planned for later. Dave?
Now, Courtney, at the stock market, the Dow's up 14 points. There are arrests also today reported in Dallas and Berkeley. Why did the U.S. waste $500 million on an outfailed solar company? House Republicans want to know at a hearing, and Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's live in Washington.
Now, the claim from Florida Republican Cliff Stearns is a Solyndra loan from the Energy Department was a political favor to a major Obama campaign donor.
It is readily apparent that senior officials in the administration put politics before the stewardship of taxpayers' dollars.
Energy Secretary Stephen Chu tells the House committee that Solyndra's loan was based on the best analysis at the time.
I'm aware of no communication from White House to Department of Energy saying to make the loan or to restructure.
And Democrats dismissing the investigation as a circus and smear campaign, Dave.
Jared, some people in the storm-battered South have little or nothing left.
The wall fell and hit me in the back, knocked me down. And luckily, I didn't get killed.
Six did die, North and South Carolina and Georgia. More of us plan to travel for Thanksgiving.
42.5 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more.
A 4% increase. Most will drive, but the number will go by air up 8% despite higher fares. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Come into the Home Depot today for pre-Black Friday savings on a wide selection of appliances. You don't have to wait until the day after Thanksgiving for savings like $200 off your choice of a front load or top load washer from LG. They're just $499 each right now. So beat the crowds with pre-Black Friday savings on appliances today. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. Home AC store for details.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Americans out protesting today. Italians and Greeks have taken to the streets, too, angry about their financial crises. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
Yes, Italian transport workers and students protesting cutbacks in the day Italy's new government pledged to fight tax evasion and spur growth, in part by lowering costs for firms. In Greece today, protests too, but the euro currency today gaining strength. Investors apparently encouraged to see both Greece and Italy now governed by prime ministers who are known firstly as economists, not politicians. Dave?
Alistair, the Vatican is angry over an ad campaign that includes the Pope.
The new campaign from Benetton is called Unhate and features obviously doctored photos of world leaders who loathe each other, kissing each other. There's President Obama and Venezuela's Hugo Chavez, the leaders of North and South Korea. And then there is, or was, Pope Benedict and an Egyptian imam. That is too much for the Vatican, which says it will take legal action to stop the ad. Benetton's apologized and is pulling the Pope ad. Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
Today is the day smokers are urged not to light up. The Cancer Society's Great American Smokeout.
Quitting smoking is hard. Believe me, I know.
President Obama just recently finally kicked the habit and keeps pushing new cigarette warning labels with graphic images of disease and death.
Some big tobacco companies are trying to block these labels because they don't want to be honest about the consequences of using their products.
A judge recently blocked the warnings tobacco companies complain infringe on their rights. Americans are more likely than ever to reach 90 years old. Census figures on the 90-plus population show nearly tripling in the size since 1980 to 1.9 million. Over a century ago, there were just fewer than 100,000 Americans who reached the age of 90. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Alma Free Fire Media, and Carl and Abbott. 8:05 in the morning, November the 17th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we are chatting in our chat room, JRD, Coach Bob, Sun Gold, oh gosh, Angel, a bunch of others in there. Welcome aboard.
Okay, our weather today, if you're just tuning in, is currently 48 degrees. We're looking at temperatures reaching around 60 degrees today. 70% chance of rain. So if you're just tuning in now, make sure that you've got on your, what are they called, rain slickers? Love it. Tonight, we have about 80% chance of rain. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We did have a call at the break, and I want to remind you, if you're just tuning in now, that tonight at 6 p.m. on the spot with Linda Bott, please join me. We're going to have special guests Harry Ritchie Jewelers and Dandelion with lots of free giveaways. So holidays are coming, so join us tonight. And also 4 o'clock Saturday, my show will be at the mall an hour before 5 o'clock. Of course, about 4 o'clock, Santa comes at 5, and it's the first time for Santa to arrive, and the snow will be falling. So we want to make sure that that you join us at the mall this weekend and tonight. Now we have some special guests. Speaking about giving, receiving, giving, prayer, time for the holidays. We have some special guests with us this morning.
We do. We have the director and the operations manager and the board and a board member, all of Reading Loaves and Fishes. The director, Gary Gibson, operations manager, Pearlie May, and board member, Al Celador. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Okay, before we start with you all, we're gonna do our Wells Fargo minute and our market minute, and then take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about just what Loaves and Fishes does and the great things in the community and how the, and this time of the year, how people can help. Let's go to the Wells Fargo here. Josh Wiley, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets opened lower following yesterday's sell-off. Stocks lost ground as ongoing Eurozone concerns continue to drive market action. Currently, the Dow's down 18 points at 11,887, while the NASDAQ's down 21 at 2,617, and the S&P 500 is down 6 at 1,231. Oil's down $1.60 at $100.99 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.03%. Gold's down $30.50 this morning at $1,743, while silver's down $1 at $32.80. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Procter & Gamble's up 7 cents at $63.35, McDonald's is up 19 pennies at $93.34, and Coca-Cola is up a quarter at $67.26. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We do the Market Minute at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning and get in the afternoon. Find out what's going on back there on Wall Street in between the occupation runs at it and the and see what the latest is for so we can kind of like get an idea of what's happening in that part of the economic world. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to have the men that run one of the organizations that help so many people right here in the North State, Reading Loaves and Fishes. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, 8:10 in the morning. With a man in wine
Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. And you know what? It's this time of the year that they have the favorites. They're going to do a Toast Across America cigars. They're offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. 100% of the sale of these cigars benefit kids. It's a one-time release. They also have the vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee over there at Espresso Joe's. You can't go wrong by going over to Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. And veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Hey, our guests today are people from Reading Loaves and Fishes. We're going to talk about what they do. The director, Gary Gibson. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Operations manager, Pearlie May. Good morning. And a board member, Al Celador.
Good morning.
Good morning. Gary, tell us a little bit about Loaves and Fishes. What do you all do?
Well, our ministry basically is to help the people in need. And by that, I mean the working poor that are in need of food and people that are just down and out. And there's been some very difficult times, as you are well aware, due to the economy and everything, and it just our business unfortunately has grown. I mean, and we're open like on Saturdays from 10 until 2, and last Saturday we fed 234 households. And we have people that some of our members are all volunteers and are out in the streets collecting donations and food. And we just take it day by day. And we have really been blessed in our ministry. It's grown tremendously, and we have a fine staff of people on board. And we all have the same objective, and that is to help people that need help.
Well, gentlemen, I know that when you arrived this morning, you gave us this flyer, and I'd like to share with our listeners about the food pantry and what your food pantry offers. Let's talk a little bit more about the food pantry and the fact that I'm sure you're going to be needing supplies for your food pantry. What we have here is Reading Loaves and Fishes offers a 3-day supply of healthy, safe meals to any person in need. Items available are determined by donations received and normally consist of canned and packaged pasta, rice dishes, vegetables, chili con carne, and other meal-in-a-can type items. We frequently have fresh fruit, bread, and meats as well. The food pantry, how are you doing now? And as we put this information out on the air, we'll go to you, Pearlie May. What do you look? I love your name. I love your look. It's like, you know, now I know who you are when I see you in the store or on the street. Pearlie May, how are you? Anyway, so share with our listeners about the food pantry and how we can help.
We right now are slacking just a little bit in the food ministry as far as non-perishable items and stuff goes. We have the Key Club at Enterprise High School, which is doing a canned food drive for us. And we do ask and offer that to all schools, likewise for businesses and churches. If they would like to do canned food drives for the ministry, we would gladly accept it, which is basically on our emergency status. Now, we get quite a bit of food from our donors on the month, and as Gary mentioned, the amount of families that we serve this month or this week, for a food ministry, we give anywhere from 22, Carl and Linda, to $27,000 a month away in four Saturdays during a month in the families that we feed.
So would you say, just so you can put like a dollar and a cent behind a family, let's say you have a family with two children. Let's start with two children. What would be the cost to be able to provide meals for that family for a week?
When I did my breakdown for the ministry in July, which I think we're leaving a copy with you folks, it's hard to come exact, but I do know that when you add the numbers, divide it by the families, so on and so forth, we do quite well by the time they walk out our door of the ministry. I would hate to put an exact dollar amount on it, but I'd say upwards of at least, and I could figure low, say in $25-$30, but $25-$30, a minimum.
And you have here is the, in like just say July 30th, you've handed out 153 total bags of food, and it came out to like $7,800 worth
yes.
of food.
Yes.
And that was on July 30th, and that was just one day
one
in
day.
July.
Yes.
So if you look at all of July, you handed out well over $20,000 worth of food.
Yes.
In fact, closer yes. to $30,000.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is not counting the program that we have on Sundays, which is the veterans. Everything that we have left, we try our hardest as a ministry to see to it that the last 20 families get just as much as the first 20 families.
You know, one of the things we want to point out here, too, is that this is all volunteers. There's no salaries here at all. Nobody is getting paid for this.
No.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones here. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
You know, John, we're doing good. You know, this is kind of a day of... With the holiday seasons coming up, is, you know, bringing in those organizations that help people year round, but that we need to identify and see what we can help with this today.
I think you're absolutely correct, and this is going to be a difficult year for them. By the way, good morning, Linda. Good morning, Bad Bob. It is going to be a very difficult year for charities this year, I think, because there are so many unemployed and so many losing their homes and credit cards are maxed out. It's going to be a difficult year. I'm sure they're already experiencing this. But I did have a question for Pearlie.
Yes.
You're aware, of course, that there is a very defined early release program for parolees coming out from the California Department of Corrections. And they're going to be hitting the streets this month. They are hitting the streets this month. And they're going to increase the demand on your facility for food and for support of whatever you can give them. Down in Sacramento, they have a Loaves and Fishes that has a actual sleeping facility for them. Are you at all looking at that, and have you pursued grants to this end?
No, we have not. This is basically and solely a food ministry.
Okay.
The Good News Rescue Mission does offer them services and stuff as far as folks needing a place to stay. And for the most part, our ministry, we might serve 3%, five at the max, and I'm stretching it by saying five homeless. Most of the folks we serve are no different than myself or somebody else who just hasn't had the money to pay the bills plus put food on the table. Them are the folks that are in our line to receive food for the most part.
Have you noticed a reduction in donations?
We have not. Our donors have been very good and very supportive to us, and our status right now is providing we can pay the rent and keep our utilities and our rents paid, we can continue to give. As Carl was speaking, the amount of money that we give to folks as far as our donors go, they have been very supportive of us.
Well, you know what? I want to tell you that I appreciate the work you do. I hope you guys keep it up, because there is definitely a needy population out there that needs the support, and you guys are doing a good service. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Hey, thanks a lot, John. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot. It's 8:19 in the morning. We're with Reading Loaves and Fishes.
They're on Industrial Way. Their telephone number is 241-1108. We're going to talk about how people can help by donating food, because, as you just said, Perlias, this is a food ministry. Join us after these messages.
Your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
Shasta Regional Medical Center's Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center, Fleet Feet, or Shasta Family YMCA to register. Or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. The whole family can join in on the fun at the Turkey Trot on Thanksgiving morning. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the little gobblers 8 years and under, the 2 mile walk fun run for the entire family, and for the more serious runner, the timed 6 mile race. Register by November 15th to guarantee a sweatshirt in your size. Shasta Regional Medical Center's Couch to Turkey Trot is on. Start off your Thanksgiving Day with a family tradition the whole family will enjoy. And be sure to enter the Couch to Turkey Trot drawing for a free $500 gift certificate for a couch at Kubler's Furniture. Trot on down and register today at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Fleet Feet, or Shasta Family YMCA. All proceeds from the Turkey Trot will benefit Shasta Family YMCA, plus one mentors, Shasta Family Justice Center, and Girls on the Run. For more questions, go to ShastaRegional.com.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition, quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabad. 8:23 in the morning, November the 17th. It's 47 degrees out there. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com, where you can join in our chat room. Indie Guy and Angel and... I'll just say Fireman, Max, JRD, the group. They're talking about any number of things in our chat room. So it's just it's interesting just to watch how they just go from spot to spot. Our guests today are the Reading Loaves and Fishes Ministry, the director Gary Gibson, operations manager Pearly May, and board member Al Celador. Al, let's go to you. I mean, you're on the board there.
Yes, fairly new. I've only been on board for about, a month?
A month. Okay. How'd you get on the board and why?
Very good question. I first started to volunteer, helping out, and another volunteer is the one that brought me to this ministry. He always talked about it, and it just came into my heart to step out and serve the Lord. So I attended one Saturday, and I just kept coming back, seeing the great need of the necessities that the people needed there, whether they were homeless or just down and out because of the economy. And I just loved serving. And when what happened was Gary and Pearly were observing me, and they approached me and asked me to be wanted me to be on the board, and I said, absolutely, let me think about it. I didn't want to make a commitment immediately, so I thought about it for about a week, and I just went to the Lord and prayed about it, and I was, it was confirmed, so I went back and said that I would step up and be part of the board.
Well, I think that's a I think that's an honorable thing to do there. We start talking about loaves and fishes, and we talk about how people can help. I know you have, you know, donors that are large companies and people that, you know, people that smack Walmart around, but they've been a big help to y'all, haven't they?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And the and also Trader Joe's.
Yes.
How do people, Gary or Pearly, how do people help out? What can they do?
Well, first off, let me explain. We're a 501c3 nonprofit corporation, so any monetary donation that we would receive would be tax deductible. And so this is something that, quite honestly, we struggle with in our ministry. The food, we're really blessed. We get plenty of food, but sometimes with the rent and the phone, it's a little difficult. And so, you know, we always appreciate monetary donations. And like I say, they are tax deductible.
Before we close here, we have a few minutes left. Let's talk about your veteran. You have a special Veterans Day.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Veterans, we do that. Once a month, or how does that work?
It's every Sunday, and actually, Pearly was the one that decided, hey, let's try this, and it worked out quite well, and it has been expanding. But we get veterans on Sunday morning from about, what, 8?
9 to 9:30.
Yeah. And it's a small group. But it is a group of veterans that are in need. Now, we have had also participation from various motorcycle groups that will take the food and put it in their saddlebags and take it out to the veteran that's homeward bound, that he can't get out. And so that's been a big help. And it's our ministry is just growing, and I am just so happy to be part of it. It's just fantastic.
You know, and please don't take this wrong, but I'd like to see you all out of business, personally. I would like to see that people have enough food and jobs and everything that they wouldn't need to come to y'all. I mean, it's like Missing in America Project or all these, is that you just wish that they didn't have to do that. Right. But since you are, I can't thank you enough for everything you do for our community. It's, you know, it's completely voluntary on your part. No money's changing hands for y'all. The only thing you need is for the rent and the, like you said, the rent and the telephone. Okay, now how do they get a hold of you, Gary?
Okay, they can obviously by mail. They can send us donations or whatever, letter, whatever. And our post office box is 994473 and Reading, California, 96099.
Okay.
Or they can actually get on the website. We have a website, and it's loavesandfishesreading.com, and there is a donate button on our website, and they press that button, and they can donate through PayPal.
Okay.
The other is they can come down. Actually, we're located at 1180 Industrial Avenue, and
That's behind the post office
grocery outlet.
Right. The grocery outlet down there?
Yeah. Down
we've been down there before.
Yes, sir.
And your phone number is 530-241-1108.
That is correct. Yes, that is correct. Right.
Well, it's getting to be the holiday season, so it's this time that we need to make sure that you can hand out and we can have enough donations for everybody. I know it's tough this time of the year.
There's a lot of ministries out there that are trying to do the most they can for these clients, the homeless and so forth. And this ministry I'm just so proud to be part of it, because what we're doing is augmenting what's already out there within this community, and it's just so good to be part of that. So we're blessed with this, and we just want to help.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much. And, again, holiday season's We keep your eyes open, and we hope that all our chat packers and ourselves, get involved and help out with knowing that we've fed a family through the holidays, or a few families. Thank you, gentlemen, for being on the program this morning. And, coming up in the next half hour, we are going to be taking your calls as well as your text message. When you're texting and chatting, we're going to be engaging with you after the break.
That's right. And, last time here, if you want to come down and help volunteer with Loaves and Fishes, you can give them a call at 241-1108, or you can go down there to 1180 Industrial Way. And, Gary Gibson and Pearlie May and Al Celador, thank you so much for what you do for our community. And if there's anything we can do, any last thoughts here?
Well, I just want to say that we thank you very much for having us on, and I'm an avid listener of yours, especially in the morning, it's just really heartening to me to be here, and thank you again for the opportunity.
Thank you so much.
And we ask the listeners to pray for us, for this ministry, for all ministries. Since we are a Christian-based ministry, we would really appreciate the prayers. Thank you.
Absolutely. No, well, thank you so much for what you do. Okay, when we come back, we're going to hit the news. When we come back, we'll be talking about any number of things that are coming through here now, including the trial that's going on, that the defense just rested the case in the Martinez case. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. It's been 2 months since the start of Occupy Wall Street, and today the movement is trying to make its biggest splash, with protests going on nationwide. In New York, a block from the New York Stock Exchange.
Police have made arrests announcing by loudspeaker that the protesters have no parade permit and cannot be blocking the city streets.
Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley. Police have managed to move most of the protesters off the street and have gone back to their encampment. Occupy protests also taking place in San Francisco and Berkeley, California, Phoenix, Dallas, and other cities. While President Obama wraps up his trip in the Pacific Rim, he took time on a Great American Smokeout Day to criticize tobacco companies.
Some big tobacco companies are trying to block these labels because they don't want to be honest about the consequences of using their products. Unfortunately, this isn't surprising.
The American Cancer Society says that while there has been progress to reduce smoking, 46 million people are still addicted. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Granite has stood the test of time, depicting beauty and durability. At Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite, our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today, 241-7866, estategranite.com.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today, for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox, comfort you can trust.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl on the Bot. 8:35 in the morning on November the 17th. It's 47 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. They say 80% chance. When I was out walking Elk Killer this morning, I was getting wet. That's all I know. It doesn't look like it's raining right now at the studios at 1326 Market Street, but it looks like it's on its way in here. Look, big change in the weather. Big change in weather. Okay, the Martinez case. Let's hop in here on this one. A lot of people in the chat room have been talking about it, among other things. The Martinez case, the defense rest in it. And it appears that it goes back into, again, the defense is saying this was self-defense. He thought he was not self-defense. He thought he was saving the young lady when he came up and threw the punch. However, people have been there at the trial and been watching what's going on. You know, the one thing is from the very beginning, when this thing started, when Adam Martinez was so unfortunately killed by this punch, I don't think anybody believes that Salmon was trying to kill him. You know, just to come up and to kill him. I don't think anybody believes this, but he did throw the punch. Somebody died. So the trial that never happened is now, and it's probably his last couple of days in this, with the defense arresting and the case that he believed that the girl was in danger. The prosecution says that he did it willfully, that Martinez had his hands down to his side, and that this was fueled over, everybody was drinking that night, and that's what caused it. The fact is that a young man did lose his life. And the bottom line is that the tragedy with what happened, something has to be addressed. And this is personally how I feel, is that somebody lost their life. There needs to be a real inquiry into this. And somebody needs to take a look at this. And does this need to be go to a trial? Unless it was something where it's completely self-defense, something like this needs probably to be looked at by people. And said that, you know, we're in a society where, you know, you come up and you punch somebody in the head. And if alcohol is involved with it, then something needs to be done. I'm not saying you should be found guilty, but something needs to be done. Let's go to the phones here. We're going to change the subject here for a second. Roberta, good morning.
good morning. Well, I heard the lady on this morning who is, I don't know, Citizens for Democracy or People. What's the name of their group?
They are the Shasta County Citizens for Democracy, Christine Mitchell. Yep.
Okay, well, you know, a democracy is a horrible thing. And in the founding of our country, they purposely did not form a democracy. And France has had, like, well, I don't know, 20 or 30 governments since we started ours. And So anyway, can I read you a couple quotes from our founding fathers about a democracy?
Sure.
Okay. Alexander Hamilton. The ancient democracies in which the people deliberated never possessed one good feature of government. Their very character was tyranny. Their figure, deformity. Samuel Adams said, remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There never was a democracy that did not commit suicide. So those do not seem like the kind of government we want. Our government, we have the longest, our constitution is the longest running constitution in the world's ever seen. And it was not a democracy. And then James Madison said, democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been incompatible with personal security or the rights of property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have been violent in their death. You know, and then I'm going to just read one more.
Okay, one
people
more.
Because people say, you know, we vote for our leaders. So this is about that. It says, majority decision at the polls is an excellent way of choosing personnel for political office, which is what we do. But it is a violation of the moral law for the majority to vote away any man's freedom. And that was Reverend Ed Opitz.
No.
So anyway, I'm sorry they're not teaching our children anymore in school the importance of why we have liberty. We have liberty and personal property rights because we're a republic is what we pledge to. You know, we pledge allegiance to the flag. We are a republic. So anyway, I just wish more people would learn about what a republic is.
Well, I think that what the you know, Christine is espousing and many others is that the government become the all-seeing, all-knowing, take care of us type of thing. Though she does, you know, she says that she does, you know, that Christine says she doesn't believe in anything should be completely socialist or completely capitalist. My problem with this is that when you start singling out groups of people to dislike, you know, okay, because they're rich.
Yeah.
We dislike them because they're rich, and we march against them because they're rich. What if they were, but if you just took the term rich out of there and used the word gay or
right. Well, what
something.
About the commandment, we're not to covet what other people have?
Well, it's, the fact is that there are people that, and this is one of the things we talked about during the break with her, was that, you know, how Wall Street was to be reformed so they couldn't, you know, so many of the excesses couldn't happen, so it could, you know, damage the economy so much. And what's happened since that is practically nothing. And that, what changes has there been? And, you know, the fact is that most of us believe that if you work hard and you really try and that you, and you put it, you know, and you put your, you know, your efforts into it, that you can succeed. I believe in that.
Oh, I do too. And the problem, though, that needs to be fixed is the corruption of big business in bed with big government. That's our enemy.
Yeah.
Big business in bed with big government. Don't
Absolutely.
Take away my private property rights.
Yeah. And don't tell me that the government's going to fix everything, because the government can't. And
fact, they caused the problem.
That's right. You know, and this is one of the things, if people are going to be upset with Obama, it was the fact is he said it's going to be different. It's going to be a transparent government. I'm going to get the government, the big business out of the government, and indeed he did nothing else but just double it.
Yeah, he doubled it.
And that was the part that, and Christine said it, Obama's weak, and that's part of the problem.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
Roberta, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Hey, we got to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to be discussing a few other things that are happening around here and also in the country. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
Join the conversation in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue. DC and Tim are there to give you great haircuts at great prices. Take a step back in time. You go in there. I can't say enough about those two gents. They support the our community. Veterans get discounts down there, and they just give great haircuts at great prices. I go there. Bad Bob goes there. Most of the people I know go there. Rick Bay goes there. And, you know, it's, you know, having, and he goes in there and steps in close to the barber.
I ended up waiting about 30 minutes and was happy to do it.
Yeah, because, you know.
Plenty of magazines.
Yeah, there's magazines and there's good conversation and everybody feels welcome. It's Man's Last Stronghold. What can I say? It says it right on the window there. Man's Last Stronghold. Got to do it. Okay. Hey, the latest in the polls. Okay, where are our people out there? I see chicken tenders out there, and Philip Smith, Big Brad, Angel, and then Boo. One comment for Christine, and she's gone, but before I go stand in a flag line for a Vietnam veteran. The VA is not socialized medicine in the sense of socialism. She must remember, in order to receive health care, 99% of our veterans have a service-connected disability. And that's true. The TRICARE, however, is for those that are, you know, that have retired from the military or been retired from the military, and that is a form of medical care that you pay for, by the way. Anyway, going back to, let's go to the latest in the polls. You know, that, you know, the polls go up and down, and the one person that has stayed constant the whole time is Romney. Whether you like it or not, Romney has not changed from the very beginning. He has stayed constant, and others all around him have changed. The latest polls show that Romney is first, but Gingrich is tied with him. Newt Gingrich is tied with him. Then it goes to Kane, Perry, and Paul. Ron Paul is still hanging in there. But Gingrich has increased, and in fact, in the Fox News poll, is first over Romney. And I find this really interesting is that, you know, that Newt Gingrich, whose whole team at one time resigned and went someplace else, has rebuilt himself into this, where he's up in that 22 percentile with Romney. You know, Newt Gingrich, who at one time with his contract with America and in the House of Representatives, took the House of Representatives and held it for years when Bill Clinton was in as president, is now coming back. And, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, Gingrich has got, he's got baggage. But then now Kane has accumulated baggage. It seems like every other day somebody else is coming up with something from him. Perry, every time he opens his mouth, I wonder about what he's thinking when he says some of these things. And Ron Paul, who has got a lot of great ideas, who has you know, probably the answers to many things, is going to be, you know, is just not, doesn't have the organization, it appears, to keep pushing that forward. So you have Romney, who is, a lot of people just don't trust because they don't think he's a true Republican, that he believes in socialized medicine and all these other things. You know, you just got to love politics, don't you? Let's go to the phones. Daniel, good morning.
Well, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, Daniel. What's up?
Well, I didn't get a chance to listen earlier, and I understand you might have already addressed the email I sent to Bob earlier about the budget cuts.
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, okay. Well, what it is there's a trigger that kicks in when the budget deficit gets to a certain level, and one of the things it's going to affect is our school system.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, we mentioned that it's going to be like $2 billion in cuts again, and the automatic cuts do start, yes.
It's amazing. But what where it really comes down and hits us at home is the kids that ride the bus, the kids that get lunchroom items, the kids that have aides in the classroom, those types of things. You know, that's all that's going to get nailed right there as soon as that kicks in.
The ones that where it hurts them the most is where the money goes, is where it's taken out, right?
It is. And the amazing thing is we're still trying to spend how many billions of dollars on a high-speed rail system?
Oh, you know, let's not even go there. You know what? And the thing about this thing is it's the cost of it has increased, once they really took a good look at it, has more than tripled. And the people are, you know, that are trying to sell this thing are saying, oh, but you know what? This is really going to help for the future, and everybody's going to ride it. And the only way you're going to force people to ride in public transit, which we've never been able to do yet, is to make a law that you have to ride the bus, you have to ride the train, you have to ride the high-speed rail, because people just don't do it. Look at our bus system here in Reading. Nobody rides the bus, hardly.
That was the other thing I was going to point out. Here we are, we've got a big subsidy on that, and yet the city of Reading doesn't even say, okay, all our employees are going to be expected to ride the transit.
Yeah, you know, the thing is that how do we have people ride it? You know, I look at the HOV lanes, and I see, you know, that, you know, they had it in back in the D.C. area, HOV, high occupancy vehicles, the carpool lanes, it's got to be four people. And then you see in L.A., it's three people, and sometimes it's two people. So that means if you can get one, but, you know, I guess what? If you can get one person off the road, that helps. But then I'm sitting there in traffic, and I'm watching the HOV lanes going by, because I'm by myself in my car, and I look around at all those other thousands of people that are in their cars by themselves, and I think, why aren't we just, you know, this thing's not working, and why isn't it working? Do you ever wonder about that, Daniel?
I drive a bus down here once in a while, as you know, and that makes me think about that a lot when I get down there.
Yeah, you get down there. Why do so many people, I mean, you've got the HOV lanes. They're making it easy for you. They're going to give you tax breaks. I mean, people can actually buy their way into it with just one car, one person in the car. But what is it about the United States that says, I don't like the carpool?
I know what it is. We're masochists.
Okay. We're independent. We're just independent people. Yes.
I have a question, Carl.
Okay. What's the question? Oh, thanks, Daniel.
You've been in L.A. where you see both directions of the freeway tied up because people who live there have a job over there, and people who live over there have a job over here. Why don't they just trade jobs? It would make.
Well, you know, I've come to the conclusion that the thing about mass transit is, you know, you go to Europe and mass transit works. I mean, you hop on the little trams, you hop on the trains, you hop on their buses, and it works because, one, gas is just so darn expensive, and two, you know, you get into some of the cities over there, and it's just, you know, they haven't changed the width of the road since Roman chariots have gone through, so that's a problem. Mainly it's the cost of the gas, and the fact is that they've got mass transit systems that actually really work. When you go back to D.C. and you hop onto the subway down there, the underground there, it works great. Their HOV lanes is four, and what people do is they go to places where you pick up riders, and they call them slugs. I'm not kidding you. They call them slugs. You drive up, and they have people lined up to say the different places they're going, you know, out from outside the city in Virginia. It'll say the Pentagon. It'll give different addresses, and people line up there. A car will come in. People will hop into the car. That way they can get into the carpooling. Mm. I mean that. No, it's absolutely true. And when the government said that they were going, well, we need to regulate this and put regular signs out and all that. People just had a fit. No, you don't need to regulate it. It's working. Just let it go. So that's what you do. You go and you stand in line and you hop in and you get a ride down into D.C. Got to take a break here. Carl in the Bot, 8:52 in the morning. See, I bet you didn't know that. Back in D.C., you get in the slug lane and you get a free ride into D.C. 8:52 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Just a small town girl.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving dinner buffet on Thursday, November 24th from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. Let us do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu includes chef-carved breast of turkey, baked ham, steamed clams, and roasted salmon with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $18.95, children $7.95, children under 5 eat free. Reservations are preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to winriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire meeting. Carl on the bot. 8:55 in the morning, 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live and chatting at KCNR 1460.
We're going to have showers today with our temperatures getting to be around 60 degrees with a high tonight, low 40, 80%. A chance of rain tonight. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. But this portion of the show and the last portion of this show, remember, it's tobacco and brew. Fall is here and the cool mornings make for a perfect hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost. Doesn't that sound good? They're both rum-flavored coffees with a hint of vanilla. Yummy.
Yeah, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and veterans get discounts there. Let's go to the phones. Donna, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hey, I just wanted to quote Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. The very first part says, "The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government." And then it just goes on to say, "and shall protect each of them against invasion." But I think that's good that we remember our form of government, a representative form of government, and as Roberta said, when we pledge the flag, that word is in there. And so it's just good to know. You know, and I was thinking also that we get the government that we deserve because it reflects the character of the people. So Noah Webster said that it takes Christian character to maintain a republican form of government. So a republic is, that's a good form, and it is, would be good for younger people to remember that representative form of government.
I think you're right. I think that people need to think, you know, that what you said is absolutely true. You get the government that you have voted in. And
right.
if you don't really know who or what you're voting for, I guess you kind of deserve what you get.
Well, I like to compare the platforms of the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, because the Republican Party has two platforms. One is pro-life and pro-gun that the Democrat Party does not have. If we lose those, both parties would be the same. And then when we look at the voting records of those that have held office before, you know, their records are there. They're on the website, Gun Owners of California, California Pro-Life, others that keep those voting records. And so we can check out how they, you know, who these people are endorsing, and that gives us information, not voting on personality, but what's their voting record, what do they truly stand for. So I thank you for your radio program, and
I want to
wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Don.
We really appreciate it because, you know, we're only as good as our listeners. And, of course, we always want to do a shout-out to Bob Belongi. Bob, you know, you push the dials and the buttons and answer the phones. And
Buttons more than others.
Yeah.
But don't cut the red wire.
Yeah, but we really appreciate you being part of our team because, you know, you are part of the nucleus of us moving forward. And our listeners, I mean, you know, it's a little bit of a gush moment, but the truth is that we really appreciate your input.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well, your input and also our listeners' input, and we get a lot of stuff from people. Hey, how about this? If you've got ideas for guests that you'd like to hear on the show, we're more than happy to try to schedule those. I mean, like tomorrow, Occupy Reading. Today we had Christine Mitchell, and Christine is part of a progressive liberal movement. And in tomorrow, the Occupy Reading. I'm looking forward to hearing what Michael has to say about what Occupy Reading is doing for Reading here.
May I publicly congratulate my wife, Brenda?
You may.
She has been elected to be flotilla commander of Reading Flotilla 39 for the Coast Guard Auxiliary and would be taking the helm, as it were, January 1st.
Oh, good. We need to bring her on.
Does that mean that you are...
Congratulations,
does that mean
Brenda.
That she's the Commodore?
She's the Admiral, and I just drive.
You have to salute.
I'm familiar.
Do you have to salute?
That hasn't come up yet, but who knows?
Do you have to, empty the kitty litter boxes and all that? Because she
who
is
gets
the
bathroom,
Admiral.
Who gets bathroom duty?
Yeah. That's right. Who's cleaning the heads out there? Okay, tomorrow we've got a lot of things on, but we're going to have Occupy Reading on and talk to them about what they are looking for here in Reading. Hey, have a great day today. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.